But come on now, time to own up. Come on, who's going to admit to using their mobile phones just a little bit too much? Just take a look at anybody on the bus or walking down the street. Maybe they're sat in a restaurant, they're all hunched up over their phones, aren't they? Well, forget about getting square eyes from watching too much telly. I'm talking about text neck. Apparently using your mobile phone is causing problems for people's necks and backs because people are straining themselves too much. On the line is Dr. Arif Soomro, a chiropractor from Cliff's Chiropractic Clinic in Westcliff, who says he's seen an increase in these kind of injuries, and he joins me now. Good morning to you, Dr. Arif.
Good morning, Sadie.
Thanks so much for talking to us. What sort of things are you seeing?
I'm seeing an increase in neck and upper back related problems in the younger population, which I've been in practice for almost 30 years, and the increase is quite phenomenal. About 40% of people in the UK are suffering at any one time with neck and upper back related problems, and that's increasing. And I think part of the problem is that we're spending more and more time looking down. Technology undoubtedly plays a significant role in our daily lives, but the knock-on effect is that by having our heads forward, we're putting our neck in the wrong shape.
Right. What can we do about this? Because it is, as you say, it's becoming more prevalent because people are using their phones for all sorts of things now. I remember getting a mobile phone and you made calls and then you made texts and then you started to be able to take pictures. Now you can basically run the world.
Well, that's very true. The problem with using phones is that you look down at it, and your body is perfectly designed to function correctly if you treat it with respect. You have a forward curve in your neck, and curvy things like springs, they absorb force. When you look forward, your neck becomes straight, and that compressive force over the years will cause your neck to wear out prematurely.
Right. Oh, crikey.
So what we need to try and do to address that problem is to try and get that normal curve back in your neck. So hold the phone up, don't look down. I want to give you a statistic, which I think is quite amazing. If you tilt your head forward 15 degrees, you increase the amount of compression in your neck by 27 pounds. When we look at our smartphones, and I see this on the trains with students, they're holding it about 60 degrees down. That's 60 pounds of extra pressure. What does that mean? That's like having a toddler on your shoulders. And between the ages of 18 and 24, they're spending about 6 hours a day.
Six hours
a day with a toddler on your neck. Can you fancy that?
Oh, no, I wouldn't fancy that. But mind you, but hold, I'm trying to do it now. You think we should hold it right up? Oh, that's very difficult.
It's not that difficult. What you have to try and do is, if you imagine that you're looking forward and bring your chin just tucked in slightly, and then hold your phone up, because your neck is now balanced, it's easy to hold your head there. So the only energy you're spending is holding the arm up.
Right. Okay, so it's probably better for you to, but won't you get, start doing your back in by holding your arm up a lot? Where does it end?
Well, I think that, your arm muscles you can build up, but if your neck becomes a problem, it will affect your central nervous system, and if you get problems in the neck, you can get headaches, pains down the arm, problems with your jaw. It's quite diverse. And I think it's easier to hold your phone up, and you might find if you hold it up and it gets a bit tiring, you go off the phone more quickly. That's an advantage.
Now, that would be an advantage. And I would, in the old days, I would say it'd save us money. But nowadays, most people have things that it doesn't cost them any money anyway, because they're paying on sort of contract or paying for a lump sum or something. If we notice that we've got a bad sort of neck pain, and if we have been using our phones, where will the pain be? Where will we recognise that, oh, this is because I'm using my phone too much? Or where will it be? Across our shoulders or on our neck itself?
The pain can be localized, so you might find it within the neck, across your shoulders. It might be more peripheralized, so you might find it getting headaches. You might get pains actually going down into your arm, even into your hands, tingling or numbness. And it may also affect your jaw, because when you have your head forwards, your jaw drops forward. So if you have problems in the jaw, that can lead to problems of hearing, buzzing in the ears, tinnitus, and swallowing problems. So it can be really quite diverse, but most commonly it'll be localised in the neck and shoulders.
Now, also, I wanted to ask you while I've got you on, there are so many sort of areas now you can go to. You can go to a physio, you can go to a sports physiotherapist, you can go to a chiropractor. Who do we choose for what?
That's a great question. The chiropractors, they specialize using natural remedies, using the hands and acupuncture as well, to manipulate the joints, adjust the joints, and improve your posture. Physios and osteopaths do similar things, but our training is a little bit longer. So I don't want to say who you should go for. That's more of a question to ask somebody else, maybe. But I think the most important thing to try and do is see what else you can do to help yourself.
Yes.
So be it a chiropractor, osteopath, or physio, their aim is all to get you well, and they use different methods to do it. The advantage of a chiropractor is that we tend to quite commonly use x-rays, so we can see what damage has occurred. So when you look at an x-ray, you're seeing the summation of how your neck, for example, has been over the years, where the wear and tear is and where the posture is incorrect.
Yeah, that's the thing. And exercise-wise, I mean, my husband's just had a really bad back for several weeks. In fact, he's had x-rays and everything. He's got a bit of arthritis there, and he's not old at all. He's only 51. But he's been given exercises to do which have helped him. How important is it to exercise the back in the correct way?
Extremely important. Our bodies are designed to move, and if you don't move it, well, then it's going to have a consequence. So my advice is that we spend a lot of time being sat down. Try not sit for more than 40 minutes. If you do have to sit, like in your job right now, aim to have your hips higher than your knees. That will keep the normal curves of your spine. As you started saying, if you keep the curves in your spine, you keep the springiness. Flexibility is all important.
Right, tell me what to do then, Dr. Arif, because I'm not very... Because what I tend to do is I tend to put my chair really low because I want my knees to be higher, but that's wrong, is it? So what should I be doing? How should I be sitting? Because I sit a long time like this.
Probably the exact opposite of what you're doing. So I want you to imagine this for your listeners to have your hips higher than your knees.
Right, okay.
So, sometimes you can get cushions or seats that will tilt you forward 10-degree angle, and that's great. Secondly, when you're sat there, imagine your earlobe is just above your shoulder and your shoulder is just above the prominence of your hip. Then you've got your spine nicely lined up.
Ah, right. I'm sitting properly now. I've moved my chair around, so I'm sitting properly now. So,
Do you have a screen in front of you, Sadie?
I do. I have two screens. I have three screens, actually, and loads of things to work. So it's not the best. It's not the best.
Well, if you can have your screen directly in front of you and have the top of your screen level with the top of your eyebrow, again, that will encourage a forward-looking posture so you maintain your neck in a better shape.
Right, OK. So no, I've got them to either side my screen, so I'm looking right to left. But if I look straight ahead, I'm looking at Stuart, which isn't a pretty sight, so I don't really want to look at producer Stu through my glass. But that's great. But thank you so much for... And what should we say, you know, if people have got youngsters and if they are constantly sitting there, because I see my niece and nephews, they sit there constantly and they're leaning right over on their computers and also on their phones. How do you encourage somebody to sit up properly?
Sadie, I have a teenage son as well, so I know the difficulties that it encounters. So best not be critical. Give them positive actions that they can do. And if I can share with you a simple exercise, if we can strengthen the deep muscles in our neck at the front, the flexors, then we can more easily hold the head in the right position. So have your nose and your toes pointing in the same direction. Tuck your chin into your Adam's apple and hold that for 10 seconds. Then relax it and repeat it twice. And do that a dozen times a day.
Do that for me one more time. What did you say again? Because I missed that.
Right. So have your nose and your toes pointing forwards in the same direction.
Right.
Tuck your chin in to your Adam's apple, just gently, so you're still looking ahead.
Yeah. Okay, mate.
And then you should feel that your throat muscle a bit more tense. So hold that position for 10 seconds.
Two, three, four.
And if you're doing it correctly, it's a little harder to swallow and talk.
Yeah.
And then relax.
Is. Yeah.
And then do it again. So just two repetitions. We call this the chin tuck.
Right.
And if you did this a dozen times a day, you will strengthen the deep flexors of your neck and you'll be able to maintain a better posture for your neck, not just for now, but for life. And if you think about it, with the children, this is the time that they're developing their posture, their habits. If you can get them to develop a good habit like brushing their teeth, do the chin tuck, you'll influence them for life. I would encourage that.
Harry, thank you very much indeed, because I'm going to do that, because I felt that then. I tucked my chin in, brought it back, kept my nose over my sort of hip area. I'm doing that. I can't do it while I'm on air, of course, because I sound really stupid like that, but I'm going to do that, Dr. Arif. Thank you very much indeed for speaking to us.
Sadie, thank you for calling me and for sharing that good information.
No, that's what. So, if you feel you have tech's neck, or you might be heading that way because you do a lot, maybe working on your computer, whatever. So do the neck tuck. I'm going to remember that one. Dr. Arif Sumro, chiropractor from Cliff's Chiropractic Clinic in Westcliff. Thank you very much indeed.